Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 9, episode 14. We're almost to the season finale. Thank God.
It has to be next episode, right?
It is. They said next week on the season finale of
Vanderpump. Oh, they did? Rules. Wow. That just went over my head.
Yeah. I'm going to say,
they can't drag this, like, this party
any further
out.
Yeah. Any further. This has to be the end. Okay, but before we get into the episode, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, which is coming back in
next week.
1 week. So better subscribe to that. And we have One Season Wonders, which is honestly our favorite show that no one listens to. So check it out. Also be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We actually have one new review.
Yay.
It is from Lainey V. Leanne. Oh, it's Leanne. I don't know why I said Lainey because I have a coworker named Lainey. I'm so sorry. It's Leanne V. And she writes, came for Summer House and stayed for Vander Pasta. It's 5 stars. And she says, enjoyed the ladies so much that I started listening to this. Or wait, sorry, I skipped a whole line. Okay. It says, I was looking for a podcast devoted to Summer House and enjoyed these ladies so much that I started listening to this podcast as well. I appreciated how detailed the recap is because I have a tendency to multitask when I watch Vanderpump and end up missing content. Whoops. So thank you ladies for filling in the gaps for me. I love getting their perspectives on the drama and they often have input or opinions that I hadn't considered. I recommend joining the Patreon for $1. You just can't beat it. Their before show check-ins make for good bonus content. And I enjoy hearing their stories from when they used to work together and their current travels. Keep on keeping on, ladies. Thank you. Cause no one else likes to listen about the time we work together.
It is one of my favorite things to reminisce about.
Leanne, thank you so much.
Hey, oh my God, Alicia my whole heart. Catches everything. I don't even catch everything. And it's nice to hear all the things I missed. Like
even today, I was like, I literally was like, Meredith, keep your notes so short. I want to go to bed. And then I end up taking notes and fucking everything. So I'm screwing myself in the end and I'll just own it.
But you know what? That's how much we love this show for us.
Yes, I hate it. But thank you so much, Leanne. You're the best. We're so happy you're a part of our Patreon. We can't wait to have you for Summer House with us.
My heart's so full. I can't wait to roll into Summer House.
Okay, what else do we have to do? Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So for $1 a month, which is what Leanne just told you to freaking join, you get access to our pre-shows, which are so fun because you'll hear about the time we work together.
I mean, for everything, a year. From housewives to personal life to travel to musicals.
Probably things that are TMI, you don't know. Yes. Speaking of musicals, actually, that's a really good segue. So we did talk about musicals and Jackie actually had a few thoughts on that. Jackie is one of our $5 patrons, but I'm really quick going to read her opinions on musicals. Ooh. Because I love a good musical. She says she's obsessed with Hamilton. She saw it for the first time in Philly in November and it was amazing and she legit cried. Jackie, same. It was like an out-of-body experience.
I can't wait to see it in live in April.
Amazing.
April or May, I don't really know when, but I cannot wait.
And then she said, worst show ever, Rent. Why can't they pay their rent? Everyone has to. I don't get why they feel like they shouldn't have to. Boo. Grow up and get a job and pay rent like everyone else. Listen, Jackie, I get it. I get it. Pay your fucking rent. The first song is, or not the first song, but one of the first songs is literally like, why do I have to pay my rent? I understand that. But
I've never seen
up.
It, but it sounds like a horrible one.
No. Rent's got great music, got great dancing, got great actors. Like, you're not going to sit here and say that the acting and the singing wasn't freaking fantastic.
Okay? It's just like the plot line and like what they're singing about.
No, the plot line's fine. It's the essence is Rent is about a group of people that live in New York and are trying to become kind of like, there's a few that are like actors and there are a few that are musicians. So obviously they're struggling. And this was the 90s. So there was the AIDS epidemic too. So they had a lot of friends dying of AIDS. So people were getting sick and there were a few drug addicts. And like, I get it. You don't feel bad because they can't pay their rent. but also like
it's what's going on.
It's like it was, it's super fun to watch. And you're not gonna sit here, Jackie, and tell me that Rent is worse than Cats. Okay. That,
true. Cats is the bottom of the barrel.
Nothing is worse than Cats. But Jackie, I love it. Thank you so much. Have you seen it live or just the movie version? Let me know your thoughts. Or not your thoughts. I know your thoughts. Let me know which one you watched. Anyway, but so then for $2 a month, you get access. Oh, also for $1 a month, you get access to any episodes we record early. Whatever, you know the spiel. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to after shows, which is what we do when we go back and watch old seasons. And we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Dustin, Jackie, Tiffany, Tracy, Danae, Gina, Kelsey, Mariah, and Zoe. Woohoo!
Shout out.
Fucking best. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get to give us your thoughts for the live shows. So we have Vanderpump.
or on musicals.
You got Vanderpump. We also got Summer House coming. So now's the time to join. Do it. Give us your thoughts. Okay. And then we have to pick. Oh, and then we'll pick a patron of the episode. So this week, just because she gave us her thoughts on musicals, and I love musicals, it's fucking Jackie. And Jackie, I didn't mean to say that Rent is like not the worst. It's not the worst to me.
Argue in the DMs.
Send me some strongly worded DMs, Jackie, and we'll go at it anyway. That's it. I think that's it. Yeah. Right? Great. Okay. So let's get into the episode. If my thing ever loads. There we go. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Raquel and James are throwing an engagement party. Brock is doing a homebody photo shoot, but James wants to be paid, but Brock is broke. Ariana and Katie are going to do a sandwich shop and they want Randall to invest. Brock bought Sheena a ring, but again, he's broke. Sheena's wedding ready. Brock's going to get married at James and Raquel's party because he's broke. And everyone knows it's a really bad idea, but they're going to do it anyway. And plus, James and Brock aren't getting along right now because James is always fucking angry. So it's like all a bad idea. And things are just like falling apart right before the season finale.
Oh, no.
So we open up at Tom and Ariana's house. They're going to go to Brock's photo shoot. And Sandoval's so excited to show everyone his tricks and his looks. And then we see Sheena and Brock getting all ready for this. They apparently spent too much money on glam, which is like, oh my God,
I know. I was like, this doesn't seem so low rent as I would make it if I were opening an app that's not open.
We know Sheena's paying for all of this,
I guess, but for not having a product out there. I mean, okay. Yeah. They have some clothing items. Shout out to Cheese Boobs. But
actual homebody is not
available still to this day in present. I checked even today.
I did too. Okay. See, we do our research. So then we go to James and Raquel's apartment. They are not getting ready for homebody. Instead, James is pumping iron on his own and Raquel's packing. And they talk about how they have to get COVID tested before the engagement party because Grandma Buttons is coming. So they want to get Grandma Buttons sick.
No, extra cautious, which I appreciate.
Yeah, great. And then they talk about how they're going to do the paint and sip. And James is actually spending so much on alcohol, but he doesn't get drinking in any of it. Which I feel honestly, this. That would murder my soul. So I get it.
I'd be pissed. It's kind of like sending your family on a vacation and not being able to go yourself.
Yeah. So then hopefully they're really hoping their moms will get along because last time they were together.
The first time they were together.
James's mom got drunk at Thanksgiving at Raquel's mom's house and was yelling, but now his mom and James are both sober. So we're hoping to restart that relationship. I'm
like, do we have like family footage?
I was going to be like, do we got footage? But James has been really angry lately, specifically with Brock. So that's what we're more worried about. But James is just frustrated that Brock is giving him advice because he thinks Brock is just big and clueless. So why would Brock give him advice?
This is the second time this season Brock has tried to give advice to James. And again, my opinion is Brock and James are not this close. Brocky James just showed up to the scene.
Yeah. James takes advice from people he sees as role models almost, right? Like Lisa, Ken,
Sandoval,
like if fucking Max showed up and tried, obviously no. All Max wanted to do was split a salad and James fucking lost his mind. So it's only specific people can really,
I feel like it's the James people who really have never judged James.
Yes. Who have always had his back in a way. But Raquel does say she thinks Brock is coming from a good place, but delivery is off, which is, I also agree. I think he's coming from a good place. So we're expecting the worst and hoping for the best, which is how I want my engagement party to be. Can't wait. So then we go to the homebody shoot. This is definitely a step up from Jax's in season one. If we remember just Peter with a camcorder.
Damn.
So this, Brock describes homebody as an OnlyFans, but for health and fitness.
To my mind is blown. Wondered, genius.
Do I just get to look at hot people exercising? No.
It's like, it's kind of like YouTube, but you like, it's basically Patreon for specifically for home or for health and fitness. So like creators can put up videos, it seems like, or workout things, and like, you can subscribe to their specific channels.
Oh, like I could put up a workout video, and if you like me as like a fitness guru, you would subscribe to just me.
Yeah. You'd be like, workouts. For $2 a month, you can watch me lift weights and I'll show you how.
That is,
and
kind it's like, of genius. No one should subscribe to my workouts. It's mostly me complaining, but,
I think you would be the person who is like subscribing.
I'm relatable though. If you watch me work out, you're gonna be like, that's me. That's how I feel.
I don't think you're the content creator. I think you're the content watcher.
I'm not gonna inspire you by any means. No. But Brock can't afford models, because he doesn't have money, but if he makes enough money from homebody, he can finally pay off debts. But like, he's also friends with a bunch of Instagram models. So like, he's fine. Imagine us trying to be like, we need models. Do our friends want to? I'd be like, no one asked.
But models. As like your first photo shoot, it's interesting to say that like, he's like paying for this on a startup budget. Cause this is, in my opinion, not a startup budget photo shoot.
Crazy photo shoot.
You have three glam people. I would tell people, do your own damn glam.
This is honestly a better photo shoot than we've seen even like the Toms do in their modeling career.
Yeah. Yes.
Like there, this is better.
I did like that. The blue light though behind.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. It just wasn't, you like someone said you could do this in your living room.
You know how on like Housewives we get like the dollar amounts for like the beautiful bags? I want a dollar amount here. I need to know how much this actually costs, because I get it. Your friends and your models are free. But like, is your photographer a friend? Are they doing this for free? Does somebody own the space? Like, were you able to get a lot of this for a discounted price? Because if yes, then
you're right.
Kudos to you.
You're right. So everyone's getting glammed up, and Sheena and Ariana talk about how they haven't really heard from Raquel. But then it's like, oh, wait, no, Ariana has, but not Sheena.
And this Sheena's is the just, worst.
Sheena's now spiraling and overthinking, because now she's like, is she mad at me for like the shit they happened with Brock and James? Because like, Sheena's not upset.
No,
so,
which honestly, this is clear as day. It's that Raquel doesn't want to be at this photo shoot.
Yeah. She doesn't want to anger James.
No.
But we're still going to go to the engagement party because we already fucking paid for it.
So yeah. I'm not backing out. I already paid a bunch of money.
Yeah. So Katie's here. I know she's not in any pictures. So she just came to watch and drink, which I respect.
Which is interesting that like you get bonus or like brownie points for just showing up. You don't have to actually be in the photos.
She might've just not wanted to. Like I would probably be like, A, I'm
I don't
a
feel
model.
Comfortable.
B, I don't want to be in a sports bra. Thank you. And then,
but I'll be here for moral support.
Yeah. I'll show up to support you and like give pointers. I don't know. And then Lala shows up and I couldn't remember if she was in any photos, but
she was. Yeah. Far later.
So really quick, Katie and Lala talk. Katie's very impressed, cause again, it's not a startup photo shoot, and Lala's very concerned on the budget, just as we are. Where is he getting this money from? How come he can't pay for a wedding venue? How come Randall's got to pay for it?
Yeah.
Brock's finances.
I do think this is a better investment to put this into your business rather than your wedding. Because at least this money can lead somewhere, but still that is a weird thing of, well, you were broke 2 days ago.
Agreed. I don't really care. Honestly, it's one of those things where we talk about Brock's finances so much that I don't even care anymore, because we're not going to get it. I know if we're not going to get the actual layout of his finances, then like I should stop worrying
about
it. Wouldn't
that be so funny if he like brought receipts to the reunion?
He shows up with his tax
like legit
returns.
Receipts.
Okay. So
his credit score printed out.
It's so low. He's like, I told you guys, I'm not kidding. It's like embarrassing, but he just has to prove. I would love. So Charlie's here. I love her. She just knows what she's doing. She's just here for a quick photo op. You know, she just loves it. Yep. Sandoval is rocking a woman's top and leggings, and we are not here for any of your heterosexual norms, okay? Or gender norms. None of them.
No.
We can wear whatever we fucking want. He looks good.
It is the first time he'll be modeling women's sportswear, which, you know what? Way to break barriers.
He's about it. James was supposed to DJ, but he texted Brock saying he didn't feel well. And Brock kind of thinks that's an excuse, but then Schwartz is also sick. So like it's liable.
Who knows? I think it's both. I bet he has a little sniffle, but he also is like, fuck you.
But we saw him pump an iron. So I don't know. But yeah, they talk more about James and how he was rude the other night and he just doesn't know how to properly talk about his feelings. Mm-hmm. But like Ariana Sandoval, they know his anger is kind of out of control. And even Sheena says, you know, James can't blame the alcohol anymore. So when he lashes out at people, it's like, that's him.
Which I like, that worries me. I was really hoping it was just the alcohol or the stress of not having the alcohol. But yeah, this is definitely a personality thing. And we saw Raquel do an interview on Sheena's podcast, and it basically is a lot of the anger issues that like broke up their relationship.
Also, James and Lala are on Watch What Happens Live tonight, and so I'll have to watch it later.
Oh, I'll be listening to the podcast tomorrow.
I'm so excited about. So Ariana does that dope ass kick picture that she gets.
So Sandoval cool.
Does some fucking ropes. Basically, it was a perfect day, except the balloon drop kind of fucking sucked at first, but then they got it. So
hey, we're fine. Whenever I looked at their Instagram, they posted like the four snapshots of that happening, and it ended up looking pretty cool.
Yeah, the pictures came out great. So if you want Homebody merch, that's the only thing available right now.
That's what you're gonna get.
That's it.
He's almost as bad as the Schwartz and Sandy's restaurant. I know. Yeah.
Men just can't get it done. Why don't we rule the world yet? Yeah. Honestly. So now we're at Katie and Schwartz's house. Katie's getting ready for her business pitch with Randall. Because then Randall, after he hears the pitch, has to go pitch it to his group of investors. Mm-hmm. And Katie's just worried because like he was begging the Toms to let him invest. So if like she gets rejected, it's kind of embarrassing.
I'd be mortified. I'd be so mortified.
Same. I would straight up be like, you're sexist, Randall. You basically
I was thinking the same thing actually, if he just said no, just off the bat. But like,
sexism?
My idea was you have to just be greater than the sangria pitch of season 4.
Oh my God.
My bar.
You mean sangria ambassadors? God, we spent like 30 minutes go on that.
To some bars in St. Louis. My favorite. And
give people for free the sangria so that they buy it later. Okay, so now we're at Sheena and Brock's apartment. Or maybe it's not their apartment. It's somewhere else.
Conference room. Yeah.
We're signing a prenup. We got, you know, I love my background characters. We got Greg, who's Brock's lawyer, and Aaron, who's Sheena's lawyer, and James, the notary. And it was actually, fun fact, Erica, Sheena's mom, it was her idea to get the prenup. And I was like, good for fucking Erica, man. She knows.
Well, she watched Sheena go through her relationship and then divorce with Shay. Yeah.
So Greg does let us know it's weird to sign a prenup before we have a date set for a wedding.
But because we know that there's a rushed engagement wedding being planned. It's fine. This, I guess, makes sense.
Yeah. And it's basically going to be like you keep everything you already own, except for Sheena gets 7% of Homebody. And Sheena,
which again, 7% of zero is still zero.
I can't wait for him to only make $100 and then be like, okay, Sheena, here's your $7.
Love it.
Enjoy. But Sheena's just happy she gets to keep her fucking retirement this time, because she gets divorced like with Shay when there was no prenup, but there was addiction and trust was broken. Like, Shay didn't want to get divorced, but then Sheena said we could split our bank account. And Shay was like, that's fine.
Hell yeah.
I'm in, which I would have too, because Shay was probably broke and that, you know, they had a joint bank account.
Yes. I can see how he was like, okay, fine. You're going to give me X amount of money. All right, fine.
So Sheena still wants to be surprised with a wedding and a proposal. Oh, she will be. Okay, so then we go to Sir. Katie's here. She's sitting down calling Ariana. Ariana's not here yet. She's late because she's signing loan documents to refinance the house.
Okay, can we touch on this really quick? This literally goes back to what Lisa was saying, that Tom can't take a loan against your mortgage without being involved.
Yeah. Yes. So they're finally doing it, but it just happens to be at the same time and same date. She's meeting with Randall. Also, they're asking Randall for hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I was like, holy majoli, you guys are broke somehow.
No, I think they're like, he's going to be in a sense, basically the sole investor.
Do you think he's going to invest more than Ariana and Katie? Like, is it going to be a three-way investment or is he doing half? Or like,
I think he would maybe own half and they would each own 25%.
Damn. No one in these families can just own their fucking restaurant.
Well, it's really hard.
I know. But they do.
Because think their credit probably sucks because of the boys and all their crap.
If they were honestly fucking smart, the four of them would have just had a restaurant together and had 25% each.
That would instead, be Greg and a Randall, dumpster fire. That would I be know, a dumpster instead, fire.
Greg and Randall had to get involved in these dumpster fires. Anyway, so Randall's here. He stops to talk to Lisa really fast. He wants Lisa's advice, but Lisa's like, I don't know what advice to give this man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just wants to be a part of the group of friends, I think, which is now rough because
that is kind of Lisa's advice. I know Lisa's half advice is like, don't invest just because you like them. Like, you need to know why they want to do this.
And Randall's like, thank God I didn't invest with the Toms, because that's the only reason he was probably putting money forth towards that. Also, I really want a quick touch on Katie's outfit. It looks cute at first because she has like a blazer over the shoulder and like a white shirt. But actually, if you look at it, it's just a white tank top that's cropped. And then this like black sheer shirt, like she was wearing a crop top to this business meeting with a sheer shirt over it.
I just want to say
for business, Katie, just cover the whole midriff. Like, you look fire, but we're meeting with fucking Randall. I guess we are meeting.
This is just a sir. Yeah. I guess if his investors were there, she probably would have dressed more appropriate.
Cover it up. Okay. So we have this hour lunch, right? Randall sits down. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, Katie, I'm ready for my hour lunch. And then he looks at Charlie. He's like, give me a water. And Katie's like, really? We're not drinking? And I was like, hey, girl, focus.
Do not I get that.
A drink.
Yeah, it's business.
So Katie quick explains why Ariana's not here. And Randall explains how important his time is and sets a timer for 30 minutes.
Do you think he set a timer for 30 because Ariana was late?
I like literally don't know. I was more upset. Like, listen, I understand people's time is super valuable. I 1000% get that. But never once has anyone said, I'm going to waste this person's time on purpose just so they're angry. Like, Randall, we know your time's super important, but you don't have to dad lecture us. Like, I really took time.
And like set a timer. Either watch the clock and just be like, I have a hard stop.
I want to be like, Randall, we are perfect. If someone looked at me today and was like, you know, Alicia, my time's actually really important, I'd be like, I get that. Mine is too. You think I want to waste my time? You shut the fuck up.
Well, I have a lot of people in my company who waste a good 15, 20 minutes with personal talk at the start of a meeting. So it's like, let's get to it. So I kind of understand that, like, being like, listen, we have a limited amount of time. Let's get to it immediately.
I get it. I just hate it. Also, we used to do that and then we created a pre-show. So these people in your company should just show up 15 minutes early to the meeting.
There it is.
So yeah, Katie kind of gives the pitch. All she really gets across is they want to hire an in-house baker because bread.
Yeah.
And then Ariana rolls up. I don't think she was that late. I mean, like, don't be late, but also it didn't seem like she was that late. But also, I don't know.
There's no concept of time. But how much time between Ariana or Katie and Ariana's phone call to when Ariana showed up?
I have literally no idea. There's never a concept of time.
I know, which, cause like, you should be early so you can like prep with your business partner and be like, this is what we're going to talk about. So she may not have been as late to the Randall part, but meeting, like, that means but they she got was definitely no late. Prep time. Yeah.
Yeah. She was definitely late for Katie. But then Randall wastes more time and gives another lecture about how valuable his time is. And I just hate it. I get it. I know it's
you're like,
right.
Actually, you're the one wasting our time. So can we
I
just
know
cut
Randall's
this?
Right. Just, I don't want to hear it though. Not on my TV show. I got an hour, Randall. Anyway, we talk concept. It's unapologetically feminine with a bright pink door. And it's called Something About Her. And Randall loves all of this.
Well, even though I was shocked how much he loved it. He's not
unapologetically feminine.
No. But and you know what? He likes making money. So I he think he sees dollar signs in all of this.
I mean, you have two reality TV stars coming at you right there. It's a built-in fan.
It's hard not to. Yeah.
I'm paying for these sandwiches already.
What I love is when they say like, oh, something about her sandwich, have you had it yet? And I was like, okay, I'm on that board with this name. Really, I'm on board with this name now.
I hate the name when you just say like, oh, I'm going to Something About Her, but Something About Her sandwich
really kind of works. But you know what, like, I think our unapologetically full is a lot better still.
That is so funny. That is the funniest thing we've ever done. I can't wait for a t-shirt. Anyway, we are going to ask Randall for, we agree on about 2K or 200K, sorry, which is like fine. He's about it. But specifically, they have like an offer for Randall, and it's going to be a sandwich named the Randall Emmett Production Sandwich. And he's fucking
on board.
But I can't imagine going, hey, Meredith, have you tried a Something About Her sandwich? I recommend the Randall Emmett Production Sandwich. That's not unapologetically feminine.
That is true, but I feel like you could shorten it and workshop the name a little bit, so it's a little catchier.
I get it. Okay, so yeah, Randall's gonna bring back the one number we got to his investors, because it's all about, I love how it's like, it's about the numbers. Thank you for giving me one number. I'm gonna talk to my investors about it. But yeah, so basically he wants to be a part of it, and he's like kind of happy he's not working with Schwartz and Sandys at this point. Like, got it. Also, you know
what,
though,
I'm in mentally have a race in my mind of what business will open first. And I think it's something about her.
I think it's Something About Her. Also, I just want to really quick mention that I don't think Randall and Mark Wahlberg are as good of friends as I thought they would be, because Mark Wahlberg has Wahlburgers. And if Randall was really a good friend, he would have gotten the inside investment on Wahlburgers.
No, because also, I think they kept that just between the brothers.
That's dumb, because Donnie Wahlberg fucking sucks. And you know Jenny McCarthy is a part of Wahlburgers because she's married, but well, also they have a prenup, but
it's similar to how the Toms and with the Schwartz and Sandys like kept it to just Tom Sandoval's parents and then the boys and Greg.
Well, this was mainly came up because I was like, who the fuck's on Randall's team? Who else?
They do movies, not restaurants.
Who's on his restaurant team then?
No, but they don't have a team.
Randall's like, let me take this back to my team. And I'm like, who's his team? Mark Wahlberg? No, because Mark Wahlberg's got a restaurant.
No, definitely not.
Fuck yeah. Wahlburgers. I've been there. It's fine. Anyway. So yeah, if Randall doesn't invest, we're going to go to Vanderpump and pitch the Vanderpumpernickel.
Genius, actually. They better put really that good. On the menu.
That's better. Okay, so now we go to Brock and Sheena. They are leaving a conference room and going up to their apartment, which makes me think the conference room was in their building, but what do I know?
Probably.
Anyway, so they stop outside and Brock's like, wait, Sheena, wait in the hallway. And then he locks the door so Sheena can't get in, which I found hilarious.
I have a lot of thoughts on this early part.
He's out there waiting. And then
77 seconds.
So then he comes out with a blindfold and blindfolds her. And then.
Okay. Pause really quick. Why didn't he just put the blindfold in his pocket?
Because he had to set up something. So he just left it there. Probably.
It was 77 seconds. I feel like it ruined the surprise. Because he was like, wait, hold on.
What if Sheena's getting handsy in the prenup meeting? She would have found that blindfold in a second. Oh my God,
the piece of cloth.
So a blindfolder walks her in, and with Erica's help, of course, the deck is filled with rose petals and a balloon arch, and it's really setting the mood. The car honking in the background is my favorite part personally. That That makes it funny. I love those little like weird nuances that's like only us.
And I think it like brings you back to reality of like, because I'm sure he was nervous and like, yeah, even though he's planned for this, even though Sheena's been waiting for it and they've discussed it, like you could tell this was really important to him. He's, yeah, really emotional. So I feel like it brought them back to reality.
Yeah. He's like, Sheena, I love you so much. Sheena, I'm what I'm trying to say. And you're just like, great. Sheena, marry me, will ya? So Brock starts tearing up. He says he doesn't want to do anything without her and he wants to make her the best wife, and he proposes, and it's very cute. And my favorite part is Erica creeping in the window.
Oh my god, I loved it.
So then Sheena says yes and she's crying and she loves the ring because it's big and Sheena loves big things. Look at how big Brock is.
Very her.
Yeah. And then so he does say, though, if Sheena leaves his ass, he gets the ring. Well, he says when Sheena leaves his ass, which pisses Sheena off a little bit. She's not giving that ring back anymore. So then Erica comes outside with Summer because Summer's got to be in the scene. And she hands him off to Sheena because Sheena's a mom and Erica's the grandma. And Erica seems
clarifying that.
Yeah, Erica's fucking less than thrilled. Brock is like, love you. And Erica's like, love you, hey, too. They hate each other. You I'm know, sure.
I think Erica,
it's like body,
is like, listen, this is just is what it is. There's a baby involved. I want the best for you for Summer. But like pre-Summer probably wasn't thrilled.
No, probably not. And I mean, after what happened with Shay, will we ever trust a man with Sheena again?
Never.
Or Rob, he fucking stole the divorce closet. Sheena's literally been screwed.
I sent you that picture of all of Sheena's exes and it's just
they all look the same.
The worst.
They all look kind of the same. It's weird. Okay, so honestly, Sheena didn't know about the proposal, but she knew it was coming because Erica made her get her nails done. Fucking Erica ruins everything.
No, I think she gets them done like weekly or like bi-weekly. So
it would surprise me if she didn't. Yeah. Okay. So then we go inside and Brock's like, listen, I've been thinking a lot about this wedding. And we're the only time we have plan to do it is we're doing it at James and Raquel's weekend. And Erica immediately is like, no. And Sheena's like, no. And I was like,
okay, thank you so much. Finally,
the
voice of reason is coming in.
And then Brock should be the one. He should pitch restaurants because he pitched this well enough that it changed both their minds in 2 seconds. He said, we're not going to do it at the engagement party, you guys. That would be dumb. We're going to sneak away one morning.
We're secretly doing it.
With Tom Sandoval, who's ordained, and Ariana, who's our witness. And like, Erica, you'll be there too. So like, buck up, buttercup. So we got this. And then Erica and Sheena are like, yeah, all right, this is a good idea.
You're right. If no one finds out, we're good. And I'm like, how are you ever going to announce A, you're engaged, and B, you're married?
Yeah. So now that Erica's on board, she takes the baby out of the scene because now Summer doesn't need to be here.
She's pointless.
Yeah. We know Sheena's the mom now. We forgot, but we remember now. So then Sheena then is like, cool, a secret wedding. Let's do it. And I was like, no.
I love how Brock's like, honestly, the only way people will find out is you're the weakest link, Sheena.
And Sheena's like, great. Also, Sheena's nose ring looked fantastic here. I really want one. I chickened out. Anyway.
But so, no reason to wait. Sheena's in. We're getting married at the engagement party.
So now we're packing for the engagement party. Sheena's packing up her wedding dresses, plural.
Yeah, just in case.
Ariana and Tom are in the car driving there, and Tom has his officiant license, but he knows it's a bad idea.
This like, he's like anxiety is how I'm feeling.
Oh, I know. I feel for Tom on this one, but like he's friends with both James and Sheena, and like he told Brock he'd help him, but now he's thinking it's a bad idea and he doesn't know what the fuck to do. And so
yeah, he's just freaking out. In too deep. He already said he would do it, that it's hard to walk it back at this point with the Brock Sheena crew.
Ariana is me though in this stressful situation. I want wine. That's 1,000%. That's how you solve your problems. So we show up at Sunstone Wine Tasting, which is where the villa is. So the Bubbas are the first ones here. They show up in a really nice car that I didn't know they had. And then Tom is in fucking slides, which I hate because it's such a nice villa. He can't like bother.
It's gorgeous.
I'm
ready to book this place. I want to go here.
This is dope. So he grabs Katie's luggage. It's real romance. See what a nice breakup from Tom Sandoval did. Now he grabs luggage and his fucking slides.
I mean, he's struggling though. So we I get it. Suitcases are heavy.
Struggle. So we walk in the house and it is dope. It is like,
I had no idea they were like staying at this villa.
Yeah. It's the prettiest thing I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And like Schwartz is just impressed because James booked this place, which is not true. It was Raquel, but he's giving James credit. And the, you know, it's better than the James that jerked cranberry juice off at Katie, which sent me, just that line alone,
I know,
cracked me up. And I was like, when? And I was like, oh, the same night here we go. Tell they're pregnant for the first time. Hilarious. Here's like, never thing hit is, me like he do jerked you think, it off.
Do you think Schwartz legit remembers that? Like it stays rent-free in his brain? Yeah. Or did producers like feed him that just to remind him?
I don't think he made the connect. Like, I think he remembers it, but I don't think he like made the connection.
Like he had to be prompted by producers to give
like
this line.
They were like, when was the first time you hated James or even met him? Because I don't think Schwartz and James really crossed paths until this moment. But man, that's awesome. 10 out of 10. Okay, so then Charlie's here. The party's here. No one's here to help her with her luggage.
But the party is not here at the same time. No one's
fucking here. Everyone, you know what? Charlie shows up. A 10 out of 10, and she gets a 1 out of 10 entrance, and I don't think, justice for Charlie here.
I agree. Once everybody arrives, I'm kind of shocked at, like, the arrival order and, like, what's going down early on.
Someone put Charlie on Summer House. This is the crossover I want.
Oh, she's too good for these oldies. We totally need the summer, some Vanderpump. Like, we always had some Vanderpump girls on there. So, like, Charlie, Raquel.
Charlie just Paige. Shows up. Yeah.
Go meet Paige. I need you to know Paige.
Oh, my God. Charlie and Paige would be the next dynamic duo.
They could be, like, twins.
My God. Stop. I'm so excited for nothing. Okay, so Katie and Tom are in the Britney suite. They get in this tub together. They love it. Ariana and Tom show up. Sandoval also gets the luggage, but he's not in slides, so he doesn't struggle the same way Schwartz does. Anyway, Charlie does not wait for Corey to open up a bottle of wine.
Hell no.
Why the fuck would we wait for men, Charlie?
Unapologetically feminine. The new tagline of this show.
Unapologetically full on wine. Am I right? So the Bubbas quick have a talk, and Katie says she's waiting on an answer for Randall, which she should have by this weekend about the investment. And she also lets Schwartz know that Lisa is very disappointed with where Schwartz and Sandy's is and their construction work, if you will. It's basically Greg's storage unit, you guys. Remember?
It's insane how Sandoval's brain works. Like, he is so in the details, but it's like, dude, we need to have a restaurant in order to have a drink menu. Like, stop thinking about the drinks. Let's think about like the construction we need to get through.
That's why we have Greg, but Greg's like fucking over these.
Greg's like, I have another restaurant next door. I'm a little bit busy.
I'm actually really sad we didn't get Greg this episode. Anyway, so Tom and Ariana are in the Tuscan suite, and Ariana's obsessed.
Oh my God.
These are just as nice as the castles in Kentucky. Versailles got nothing on this shit.
I died. This is better than castle in Kentucky. This literally, she walks out onto that balcony and there's a whole vineyard.
The vineyard, it is so gorgeous. This is where I'm getting married.
It looks just like Italy.
Oh, it's beautiful. So James is coming later with Raquel because they're going to do a wine tour, and James doesn't need to go on a wine tour. And then Sandoval and Ariana talk about how James has got a lot of attitude and how James grabbed Raquel's wrist at the Schwartz and Sandy's soft opening, which
progress party, nowhere whatever near a soft opening.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
We are probably
showing them Greg's storage unit.
We are
unit,
4
whatever.
Years away from a soft opening at the rate we're going.
The first progress party of many, I'm sure. But yeah, so I didn't even notice that he like kind of grabbed Raquel, but he did because we saw a flashback to it. So then Ariana called Raquel, asked for Raquel to be alone. And Raquel was like, yeah, James is in the other room. And Ariana just said, you know, like, I didn't really like when he grabbed you that way. You know, I found it kind of aggressive and I want to make sure you're okay. But then James, of course, heard because they live in an apartment and got involved and basically told Ariana to mind her business. Yeah. And yeah, James is just angry all the time.
Listen, I personally don't, like, if my boyfriend grabbed me like, hey, I want to go, like, and grab my wrist to get my attention, I wouldn't think that this is bad, but I really love that Ariana checks in on her.
Yeah,
that just shows like she's just worried about her friend and she's not accusing James of anything. If she confronted James, I'd be like, that's a little too far. But I love that she just goes to Raquel, says, I want to know if you're okay.
Yeah,
without him.
I definitely see where Ariana's coming from. I, being more of an abrasive person, if you grab my wrist and I don't like it, I'll let you know, kind of thing. But Raquel's sweet baby angel, she's not going to say anything, you know?
Yeah.
And James is kind of known for having a temper, and Ariana being a little more abrasive than Raquel is going to be like, excuse you,
this isn't,
I didn't
okay.
like that. Yeah. So she's going to check in on her, you know, soft-spoken friend, which I love. So now we go to wine tasting.
What Charlie wanted from Sheena when the grab happened. It's quick, like, just to check in on your friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you fine?
I need to do this more because I think I just brush things under the rug.
I'm more of a in person. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, don't touch my friend. And I usually get,
but just
to
know, like, you can always check in on your friends to make
always
sure they're okay.
Check in. So now we go to wine tasting. Charlie's my fucking favorite. Okay. I just want to say
she's here. She is ready and I'm ready too.
All these oldies can't hang with her.
No.
She is the best.
She's like, listen, we're here and we're going to take advantage. We're going to drink all the wine. That's how I handle this.
Why the fuck would we show up if we weren't going to drink? So it's the Bubbas, Sandoval, Ariana, Lala, Sheena, Brock. Am I missing anyone? Maybe.
I don't think so.
Okay, great. So Lala and Sheena are not staying at the villas because they are moms. They have babies.
I don't know if you know, but they're moms.
Their babies show up for 30 seconds and then they leave.
like in this flash.
So we see them breastfeeding their babies, but they're staying at the same hotel as Lisa. So it's a fucking nice hotel. Okay, everyone. Sheena's got money to spend on a hotel, not on Homebody.
Brock understood? Does not have money, but Sheena does.
Brock's not paying for this hotel. So, we really quick see at the villa, James and Raquel roll up. Raquel's already in white, and James is like,
She looks fabulous.
This is great. But then he's like, where is everyone? And Raquel's like, on a wine tasting. And he's like, what the fuck? Are we paying for it? Like, what? I can't drink anything?
Okay,
I get
here's
it.
My thing is, I'm kind of shocked that I know that there is a wine tasting thing, but I'm shocked that they're the last to show up. I feel like they should have been the first to greet people and just not attended the wine tasting.
I mean, like, yeah, but also if like they're running late or something or traffic, I'm not going to judge. Everyone's late apparently in LA.
I guess. I feel like every time you see a Bravo show where somebody's hosting it, they're the first ones there. They greet everyone.
The housewives would have had a field day.
Yes.
But no one here cared because they got wine in their room.
Only Charlie did because she was so hyped. And like you said, she gave a 10 out of 10 reaction and got a 1 out of 10.
She would have taken anyone though.
But you know what?
It could have been Brock standing there and she would have been like,
whoop. The wine in her room made up for it.
Yeah.
That was the greeting she needed.
Also, she's like, my boyfriend's not even here. You know what? Everyone sucks. Charlie only relies on herself and alcohol, which are like the two most consistent things. So then we're wine tasting. Charlie does one of those pours in her mouth. She takes a lot of wine and I am impressed because this bitch does not mess around. She came to fucking drink. And I only want to hang out with her ever. So we go back where we like make our way back to the villa for this wine tasting. And they get like this wine in front of the villa in the backyard. And Sheena fucking gagged, which is so disrespectful.
Well,
just take it down,
Sheena. I think she started coughing. Like she went down the wrong tube or something.
I'm judging. But then.
100%. I'm like, oh, Lordy.
James and Raquel come out to say hello. James is wearing one of those like sweaters that goes over your your shoulders instead
it's not one that body. Does he just has it tied that he way
ties it that way
there's not like special golfer. Sweaters for that
I always call these church sweater style
that's so funny
but it's probably more like golf sweater style
I tie in high school we used to tie ours diagonally
oh that's cool
we were yeah it was, that's kind of the cool thing though. To do
that's dope I'm into it just a bunch of girls with braces
us in our plaid high school skirts
that's awesome
permitted sweatshirts
yeah I love that some pics so now we're at the paint and sip Schwartz loves a good paint and sip he's done it a lot of times. Oh
my god I love Schwartz's like love for things that are not the norm
yeah he usually does it with Sandoval too which also cracked me up because this is like a Tom thing I love that they do the weirdest shit together yes. But they love it but he would rather have Coors than wine which granted sir you're at a wine tasting
I was about to say if we weren't at a wine tasting I would I'm sure bring you your own have your yeah. beer
so it's going to be a contest of painting a tree first prize you get a bottle of wine and James competitive James is like, well, wait, I don't drink.
What do I get?
Cause I'm going to win this. And she goes mineral water. And James is like, can't even get a the Red fuck? Bull. Yeah. A mineral water.
Which okay. I see also, his point. Come on. I see. Give point. Me like a soda.
Even like apple juice, literally anything but water. So, they all are painting. We just get to the runner up is Lala and the winner is Ariana. Lala's pissed because she wants to win. And Ariana sucks at painting, but she loves to win, so we're fine.
But I love Lala's point. She's like, I can't believe I didn't win because I just expect myself to win everything. Yeah. And I you get that. What? That's my vibe. I want to win everything, even when I shouldn't.
I'm more an Ariana where I set myself really low, like I suck at painting. And then when I do win, I'm like, this felt good.
On the outside, I'm Ariana, but internally I'm Lala. I'm like, you're winning this. There's only success. We don't have failure.
You set yourself up for failure, you'll never be disappointed.
But then I'm Ariana. I'm like, I didn't want to win anyways.
Yeah, it's fine. So then Sandoval and Brack do a sidebar. And Brack's like, hey, I propose. Sheena said, yes, we're doing this wedding. And Sandoval's like, I do not want to do this wedding. He's basically like, I haven't eaten or slept, honestly gone to the bathroom.
He like says 4 days. Like 7 times. Like, I'm really nervous about this. I'm
really nervous, my dude. And so he's like, if anyone found out, like, I'll freak out. It's going to be so bad. And Brack's like, no one's going to find out. And Sandoval's like, oh, I'm in it. I'm in
this. The whole world is blaring red alarms, like, and waving red flags. Oh, this means don't do this.
You know, too, Sandoval's like up in the middle of the night. Like, he can't sleep. He can't eat. He can't think. Ariana's like, let's have sex. And he's like, I can't. I'm just so upset. You know. Oh, I'm sad for him, but
me too.
We're going to go eat dinner. We're going to forget about this and go eat dinner. And we're going to drink more wine for Charlie because that's a champ. There's no other storyline. And I only want this storyline.
This is honestly how my family handles stuff. Like, come on. Yeah, if you're going to a winery, there's one purpose and it is to drink wine.
It's to drink.
You finish your glass.
There's a wedding happening where, or an engagement party where
is a wedding.
So we ask about the meeting with Randall. Randall should have an answer soon. But then Katie is like, Ariana was late. And then Schwartz was like, I would never be late. And I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? You know what, though? I think that is the one thing Schwartz has. Because he says in his interview, like, he is on time to everything. And Sandoval's the one late. And I'm like, all right, Schwartz, you have one thing. You show up on time.
Boo. And yeah, Sandoval was late to his Bravo interview by 20 minutes. Which
because of nail polish.
I love the producers trolling him. He's like, I'm not that late. I'm only late when it's not important. And they're like, how late were you for this interview? And he's like, and Schwartz is the one that's like 20 minutes. You were 20 minutes late.
Because Schwartz was sitting there for 20 minutes waiting for him.
In his matching sweater. So everyone loves this name, something about her. It's great. We're, you know, it all starts with a good name. Then Ariana asked James how he's feeling because she's noticed that James has been on edge and has been firing at people.
I was which like, is the oh way to God.
Do it. No, that's how you do it. You go, how are you feeling? Because I'm concerned about you because I've noticed that other people have been angering you. So like, tell me about
Ariana. Like, holy shit. If he blows up, this is another dinner ruined, another night ruined.
Bold, but she did it right. And James
and her tone is really calm. Yeah. She's like, Lisa.
She's concerned. She's genuinely like, I'm concerned about you. And he says like, I'm fine. I'm not firing off at people. And she's like, well, you kind of did when I tried to talk to Raquel because you weren't supposed to be a part of that. He said it was a small apartment. And she's like, okay, well, there's also the conversation with Brock. And James just said he felt like Brock was being aggressive. And Brock said he wasn't being aggressive, which I don't think Brock was being aggressive. I think Brock tried to blame James for not stopping to smoke weed, which is fair,
yes.
But it's not his business.
But it's not his place. Yeah.
I know.
It was an unnecessary conversation.
Yeah. So it's like James didn't need a lesson, but then Brock doesn't want to walk on eggshells with James, and James says it's fine and their friendship's distance, but somehow like James apologizes somewhere and they're fine.
This was very mature of James. I was really expecting more anger from James about this conversation, but I feel like all sides handled it. Like, James said he didn't want a lesson from Brock, and I hope Brock takes that and stops these types of conversations. Like, hey, dude, I don't want this stuff coming from you. You're not the person.
I agree. I think it went really well. And then to get rid of any awkwardness, Charlie cheerses because we got to finish our fucking wine, you bitches.
Well, I mean, they leave dinner and it's like everybody gets up with like full wine glasses and Charlie is so ashamed.
Weak whores.
I know.
Bunch of weak whores. Okay. So then we go to Sandoval and Ariana's room.
One last anxiety attack for the night.
And Sandoval has his license, his ministry license.
Which, like, and do you actually have to have that on you when you do it?
I think he has to sign. I have no idea how. Yeah, but it works.
Not your license. You have to sign their license.
I don't know. I think the proof. Ariana's the witness. Okay. I don't know how it works. But he's so iffy about doing it. And then like Sheena walks in.
Well, they hear a noise and Sandoval freaks out and hides the license.
Oh my God. I know. He was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then with Sheena, and they're like, they got it. Sheena. And then Sandoval's like, Sheena, I'm fucking paranoid about your wedding. And Sheena's like, good. Cause I'm paranoid about my wedding, but they're like, no. And Ariana's drunk, so she doesn't feel anything right now. But basically they're like, we're happy. We're both paranoid, but we're going to do it.
Well, Sheena's like, well, I'm happy you're paranoid because I had some doubts, so that kind of confirms mine, but I just realized in your doubt that they already had Palm Springs. So like, who gives a fuck? Which is the opposite of like how this should be handled.
I thought they were going to call it off right here.
Me too. I really needed them too.
Like, no, you
guys. I needed faith in humanity, but I'm hoping it's just because they're drunk and tomorrow morning in next episode, basically, we're going to see them call it off.
God, I fucking hope so, but I don't think so. So did you see next
week? Yes.
Okay, so next week on the season finale of Vanderpump Rules, we have Boat Life, we have Alpaca Life, we have Brock and Sheena talking about their engagement, and they tell everyone.
Yeah.
They like tell people about their engagement. I don't like this. And then Ariana and Lala fight, which I'm not excited about, but drunk Ariana is my favorite character. But
I can't wait to see how this starts because I'm really confused.
They showed the part where Lala's like, I'll teach you to be cool or something like that. And Ariana's like, I already am cool.
I love. But I'm like, they can't be fighting over this surprise wedding because like, why would you be saying you're cool?
I know. I'm already kind of team Ariana just because I love when she's drunk. I think she's just funny, but like, we'll see. Okay. So then Sandoval is still fucking stressed, but also he's stressed because Lisa is judging his Schwartz and Sandy's thing. And then Lala tells James that Brock and Sheena are planning on getting married in Palm Springs. So who's the rat?
Hold on. But real quick, she says that they announced their engagement, and I think she said that they were planning to get married. So I think when what I think is going to happen next episode is Sheena and Brock are going to decide not to do the wedding, but they still want to do something. So they announce their engagement, and then when everybody's like, yay, they're like, oh, we're thinking about getting married here too. Like offhandedly being like, oh, we didn't though. Not thinking
as long as As long as Tom and Ariana don't get pulled into it, I kind of don't care. Is that bad of me to say? I don't know.
But that's what I'm worried about, is I'm worried that Ariana Lala fight is actually swapped in order with the James and Lala conversation.
Oh no.
But who knows? What do I know?
Whatever. Ariana can hold her fucking ground. She's there.
We'll see. I'm excited though. I think it's going to be a good finale, and I'm even more hyped for the reunion. And there better be two episodes hyped. Because I think there's a lot to discuss with this season, specifically where the hell are all these businesses at?
I swear to God, Bravo, if you're fucking listening, you're not going to give me a 3-part Vanderpump reunion. No. That was one whole part of everyone just yelling at James in season 7 and not give me 3 parts here when I'm
I don't think we need 3 parts.
I think we need. Well, think about it. This is going to be episode 15. So then what? 2 parts would be 17 episodes. I think they're going to have to land it on 18.
They usually do even, but sometimes there's 21. So who knows?
I don't know. You know what? This is the one, like we had 3 parts last year and I was okay with it. It was.
Yeah. But like normally the season has like more 18 episodes. To 20 episodes to back it up. So I think there'll be 2.
I think there's maybe so much shit that happened. They're like, add a third. We have
that's two true. It all happens in the editing room floor is when they decide how many there will be. So
excited. Okay, but we gotta do accept and blocked really quick. No one sent us any thoughts, I don't think. So that I think this is the only thing we have to do. And if you did, I'm so sorry. I'm going to bed after this. Okay. Should we do blocked or accepted first? I only know accepted, and I don't think mine is appropriate.
Then let's do accepted.
I think I should not accept this person. And so I'm hoping you accept the person that should be accepted, but I'm going to accept Charlie.
love that.
That's because she was the fucking party. She's my favorite. And I think she's underutilized, and I get it. She 100%. Doesn't really have an exciting storyline besides that. Like she can't eat certain food.
I think it was poor timing with this year though. Sorry, I've said it a few.
I can't help you with that on Apple Watch.
Oh my God. Possessed.
Well, okay, Siri,
to me all the time.
Thanks for letting me know you can't help with Charlie's storyline.
But yeah, I love her. I think she's just here to party. She's so fun.
Absolutely.
Like, I think closest in age to us. So it's like fun to watch her because we're kind of in the same stage.
Definitely.
We don't have babies. Like we would rather
here to drink
a fucking winery. Like as much as I love James and Lala's storylines, like we're not sober. So I love watching drunk people because I want to be those.
People. It's like, we know that when you show up to a brewery or a winery, what the mission is.
Yeah. And I decided that if my friends ever don't finish their drinks, I'm going to call them weak whores.
And I like that it's weak.
Weak whores. And then I also decide my tagline when I get drunk is I'm here to fucking drink. Like I went to brunch this weekend and no one got as wasted as I did. And this was my vibe is like, I'm here to fucking drink.
You were the Charlie of the group.
It was me. So yeah, I got to accept Charlie. I love her.
This is tough because like, I feel like they were just neutral with a lot of people. I am going to accept Katie. I feel like she had a big moment with the meeting with Randall. She supported Brock and showed up, but didn't actually have to be in the photos, which I feel like is a huge win.
Yeah, it was good.
And I feel like delivering the news that Lisa's disappointed in the boys brought her so much joy.
So funny. Also, can we just mention though that Sheena got engaged and neither one of us accepted her?
I will not accept Sheena because she wants to plan a wedding at somebody else's engagement party. That does not fly with me.
That was the one I was like, I should accept Sheena, but I don't want to.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, but now we can block people. I don't even know who I want to. I'm gonna block everyone.
I'm blocking Sheena because I think it's fucked up that she even says, oh, the fact that you are like don't want to do this and are nervous about it. Well, they kind of had Palm Springs, so like fuck them. I don't like that. I think this is the biggest character flaw I'll say of Sheena's character on the show is that she's so into her own like storyline and what's going on with her that she can't let other people have a moment.
You know what? It's because Bravo doesn't give her a storyline when she deserves one. She's got to make one herself.
No, because like just your engagement, you could have just had your engagement, hit it for the weekend because that's the right thing to do to let other people have their moment and then announce yours like later.
Justice. Just kidding.
I mean, she freaking signed a prenup, which like go off queen, but like end it there.
I'm going to block Randall. Listen, for no other reason besides, I don't have anyone else to block. I'm tired of blocking Brock, and I can't block James twice in a row. I'm sorry. I know he's angry.
He didn't do anything this episode.
My soul can't do it. So I'm blocking Randall. Why? Know why? Because I fucking hate when people tell me how important their time is. Like, my time isn't important. Also, I get it. We're not doing this on purpose, and you're wasting more time doing it. Okay. Also, his sandwich name fucking sucks.
Okay, he didn't come up with it, though.
I know, but I have to... The fact that he's like, oh, I'm in if you give me a sandwich. This man has no business experience.
He literally put on a whole pickleball tournament, quote-unquote, just to get his drink name, like, get him a drink on Tom Tom's menu.
Also, I know he cannot be an investor after him and Lala broke. Okay. There's no way.
That's my final question for you is do you think this investment, do you think on at least the season finale, Randall calls and says like, we're in or we're out. Do you think that'll be part of the storyline?
Yes.
And then do you think that it actually happens?
I think he's in. I think he's going to say he's in on the show. I don't know if it actually happens. I don't know what's happening now, but if we don't address at the reunion, all I need is Randall still an investor in something about her? It's just like a yes or no question. Yes. And if it's yes, how does Lala feel about that?
And if it's no, did Lisa step in?
Yeah. Who's investing? Because
I need that Vanderpump or Nickel.
Yeah. Like I don't have a lot of questions at the reunion, but that's one of them.
So, I just need a status update. That's why I think it just needs to be two episodes. One can be dedicated to the relationships and one can be dedicated to the business. And
the business.
And sprinkle within the other crowd.
Is Greg okay? How's Greg's heart rate? Does he have high cholesterol from working with the Toms?
Have you broke ground on anything?
How Sandoval feels about this wedding that's going to happen, or the probably not going to happen, is how Greg feels every fucking day working with the Toms.
I have so much anxiety just thinking about this, and I'm not even invested.
But okay. Yay. This was actually not a bad episode. I'm excited for the season finale. I think it's going to be great to wrap this up, and we have summer house coming. So can't wait.
We have two episodes next week, summer house season premiere and Vanderpump season finale.
I know. I can't wait, but, please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, 5 stars. Join our Facebook group, follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. I'm still going to post tweets I find probably tomorrow. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/Vanderpasta. And thank you for listening. We will see you guys for the season finale.
Thanks, guys.